CD 9, The Reverse Jump and Your True Self. Module 26, How to Find Your True Self. Your true self. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me simplify that. When you're an infant, you were brought up differently from every other person on the planet, unless you're an identical twin, a triplet, etc. But even then, one small event that took place that your sibling was not involved with could have changed everything for you. You were no doubt brought up with love, but even if you had the most loving parents on earth, there was still an influence on your beliefs, on your principles, and on your attitude. Let me tell you a story about a woman who was brought up with love until something interfered to wipe out all the love and all the goodness in her life. I was training a group of hypnotists in how to use hypnosis to overcome trauma, something of a highly negative nature that has happened in the past. Now, this particular seminar took place in Frankfurt, Germany. Ursula Becker was a woman in the class who'd gone through the latter part of World War II as a youngster. She was 9 years old in 1945 and went through the bombing of Berlin. The strongest memory was that of being in a shelter. It was an underground train station and jam-packed with people. She recalls her greatest concern was not the bombs. They were all used to that. But of her mother finding her and her two sisters a corner somewhere so that they would be comfortable for the night. The muffled sound of bombs exploding was so constant that no one paid them any mind. But then one night something happened to change her comfort level. The ceiling caved in, and there was devastation in the place. She recalled the incident as somewhat fuzzy, running around in a panic, looking for her mother and sisters, but they were nowhere to be found. 3 days would pass before they all got together again. Now, whatever self she might have been was gone from that incident. What would her true self have been were it not for that traumatic experience? I found out later that Ursula wasn't in the class to learn hypnotherapy. She was there because she hoped to receive some. During the 5-day class, other students, during the practice sessions, they worked with Ursula and her problems in the present, but to no avail. Nothing seemed to help. Ursula was a mess. She was anorexic, she was a hypochondriac, she was afraid of people, and she'd been a recluse for 10 years. Her younger sister, Alma, who had gone through the same event, didn't seem to have been bothered by it at all and had a nice family of her own along with a loving and successful husband. Alma is the one who was trying to pull Ursula out of her shell and practically dragged her to the seminar. Now, this was a good opportunity for me to see if a quantum jump, actually at that time I called it a quantum leap, would that work? Hypnosis didn't seem to have an effect on Ursula. She was just as morose after the third day as she was when she arrived in the class. I was just starting my research into the parallel universe idea and asked both Alma and Ursula if they would object to my doing something they might consider a bit unusual. Well, Alma was ready for anything. Ursula just shrugged. I briefly explained the premise of infinite universes and the concept of twin selves and doppelgangers. That's when I discovered the word doppelganger was of German origin and meant double walker. Ursula perked up a bit when she heard the word, as everything I said was repeated by an interpreter. I was working with interpreters there because I don't speak any German at all. My interpreter was a good one, and I've used her many times in the past, both in Germany and Austria and in Zurich, the German-speaking part of Switzerland. But for ease of explanation, I'll tell the story as though I were speaking directly to Ursula. I told Ursula that her true self, the self that might have been, the one that she would be if there had been no bombing, no shelters, and no war, that self could be brought back, just as if nothing had interfered with her normal childhood. What we were going to do was go to a place where she had a normal childhood with no traumas. A place that still existed in a universe parallel to our own, but could only be arrived at mentally. But there she would find her doppelganger, who had known only sweet words and loving kindness from her parents, from her teachers, from her friends. A world that exists and takes but a thought to get to. I explained that due to the magic of infinity, there is no time. All things are in the now. And that little girl that was the true self of Ursula still existed at the very age she had experienced all that trauma. But her doppelganger had no such experience. Her doppelganger was her true self, the self that might have been. I then asked Ursula if she would like to visit that 9-year-old self. "What do I have to do?" she asked. As this was a training class for hypnotherapists, I explained to the class that this was a new therapy I was still working out and doing research on, but that it had helped many others in different situations, and the idea behind it was to mix up the trauma with the world of the true self, the one that might have been. And during that process, the problems that came about due to the trauma were often neutralized and even erased from the person's mind. "What is going to happen," I explained to Ursula, as well as the class, "is that you'll be going, mentally of course, to a universe where that 9-year-old you knew nothing about war, nothing about bombings or shelters. The 9-year-old you that you'll be visiting, your doppelganger, will be a true self, an untarnished self that has no negative programming at all. Just imagine it as I guide you through the event." "Well, aren't you going to hypnotize me?" Ursula asked. "No," I said, "not for this. For this process, we will only use meditation, as I want you to be free to control the situation yourself and not wait for me to give you direction. What we will do is to take you to two situations, two doppelgangers. One of them will be the one you remember, that you in the bomb shelter with bombs going off overhead, and you being alone for 3 days after the ceiling caved in, scared out of your wits. The other situation will be your true self, the one that might have been had there been no war, no shelters. You'll visit both places as I guide you, and you'll switch from one to the other, back and forth, 3 times. Then I spoke to the class. "What we're doing here is taking the positive energies of one situation and mixing them up with the negative energies of the other situation. When the negative energies blend with the positive, they neutralize one another and dissipate. This technique can be used for all kinds of situations. I recall I used it once for a young lady who was almost hit by a car when crossing the street, and from that time on she was terrified of crossing any street. By mixing the situation of her close call with another of her crossing streets normally, the trauma dissipated and disappeared after one session. I was trusting and hoping that is what would happen with Ursula. Well, I guided her through the meditation and then had her in the hallway in front of the quantum door. The door opened and she went into the scene of the ceiling caving in with a tumult of the event. She imagined seeing herself crying in a panic. Then I told her to go back to the hallway, and once again she went through the quantum door, but this time on the other side was her true self. In a universe where there was no war, no shelters, no bombs, just a loving family and a happy home. The first universe was called false self. The second was called true self. I then said, Ursula, I'm going to clap my hands, and each time I do, you'll switch universes. The first time I clap, you'll jump to your false self in the shelter. The next time I clap my hands, you'll jump to your true self with your loving family and happy home. Well, I directed her back to the hallway, and the following took place. False self, I clapped my hands. True self, I clapped my hands. False self, I clapped my hands. True self, I clapped my hands. False self, I clapped my hands. True self, I clapped my hands. Now back to the hallway. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. Your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open, wide awake. And that was it. Now, there wouldn't be much of a story here if Ursula remained the same. Her entire attitude had changed, along with her countenance. She looked different. She looked relaxed, and she smiled for the first time in months, her sister said. The next day, Alma thanked me for bringing her sister back to life. The things that cover up and hide your true self are the events and the suggestions made by all those authority figures in your life, usually before your teen years. You know what they are. This is outside programming by authority figures like parents, your friends, your religious teachers, educational teachers, the media, and life in general. Now, this is not to say that outside influences are not important. They are. But all of them place some burden on the true self. Somewhere there in a multitude of parallel universes is your true self, the self that was meant to be, unblemished by outside material, looking only within one's self for direction. For always there are forks in the road, choices to be made. The pure self is your true self and would make the right choices if given the chance. Look at it this way. It's as though your true self is constantly giving a direction but can't talk the way that you speak. It kind of speaks in icons and metaphors. I'll give you an example. Say that as you stroll along your road of life, there's a metaphorical boulder in the way. You walk around the boulder, and there's a deep ditch. You walk around the ditch. You confront the tiger. You somehow avoid the tiger's teeth and claws, and there in front of you is a body of water. You manage to swim through only to come to a mountain. It's one thing after another, and life is really hard. You know, that's a message. Your true self, still hidden deep in your subconscious, is telling you, hey, you're on the wrong road. And so finally you get the message, and you change. What do you change? Would that I could tell you. I can't tell you that. But change you must. Perhaps you become more social or less social. Maybe you call that person you were angry with. Maybe you don't. Perhaps you take a trip or cancel one. You buy something. You sell something. Whatever you do is something. And after the thing is done, you discover the boulder is still there, but the tiger's gone. The ditch is there, but the water in the mountain is gone. Well, that too is a message. And that message is saying, now you're getting the idea. Whatever it is that you did, do more of. And again, and life begins to get easier. Well, that too is a message. When life is filled with difficulties, it's a message to you saying basically, you're on the wrong road. Make some changes in your life. They may be minor, they may be major, but change you must. And after the change, when life gets easier, you know you're on the right track. Keep at it. Your true self wants life to be easy and you to be happy. And here's where a quantum jump can help. There are many twin selves who are on the right road. They're the ones you want to visit, get some energy from. See how they fared by making different choices than you did. And then you may decide to make similar choices. But why would you jump to their reality? How would that help you here in this reality? By seeing how things might have been, you will be better able to adjust your attitude and bring back the energy of that true self, you. By changing your attitude toward things, you'll find more and more that you will be attracting the things you should have had in the first place. So when you're guided to the hallway before the door opens, think about an incident in your past where you had a choice, and then go to the twin self who made a different choice. After that, jump to a different twin self who made other choices, and then do it again. Now, here's the way you can quantum jump to that true self of yours and uncover a new destiny, a better destiny. On the next module, I will guide you all the way. Just follow along with my words, and when you're in the small hallway facing the quantum door, then think about that incident that you wish you could have done differently. For now, find a comfortable place where you can be undisturbed for 20 minutes or so, and we will begin.